So by the mercy and blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas, we are trying to glorify this Sambandha between Bhagavan and his Priya Bhaktas, Priya Sevaks, and how they serve. By doing Shravan Kirtan of this, we hope that their mercy will be upon us and we will also have this adhikar for Nitya Seva. Because Krishna, he always listens to the prayers of the Vaishnavas. As long as the Priya Bhaktas don't approach Bhagavan on someone's behalf, then Bhagavan will never listen to anyone's prayers. You may perform many austerities, tap, vrat, jap, different forms of austerities, but still you get the fruit, but Bhagavan's mercy will not be had, not very easy to please him. Therefore, Bhagavan's worship is on one side, on the other side is the worship of his bhaktas. And by worshipping Bhagavan, he'll give you dharma, artha, kam, moksh. But if you worship the devotees, then Bhagavan, he will not cheat you with any of these other things. In the Shastras it is said, if you serve Bhagavan, then what will happen? Siddhi will if you serve Bhagavan, then there is no guarantee if you will achieve Siddhi or not. But if you serve his bhaktas, then what will happen? Then na sanshayat means undoubtedly. If Bhagavan sees that they are taking shelter of my bhaktas, then Bhagavan himself will be very easily approached by such a devotee. So, before chanting Bhagavan's names, one gets this Guru Mantra. There's Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri. So, Guru Mantra is especially for Guru, and Guru Gayatri is also present. And Guru Gayatri means Guru, Param Guru, Paratpar Guru, Parameshri Guru, they're all present in this Guru Gayatri. Past, present, future, everyone are present in this Guru Gayatri. Say this mamata becomes very thick, very condensed. One will have this sambandha with the Guru Varga. Then mercy will be had. Therefore, one should worship the bhaktas more than even Bhagavan. So in Mahaprabhu, he was invited by Advaita Acharya to his house, Advait Bhavan. And with Advaita Acharya, he said, today we have to worship my Guru, Madhavendra Puri. So Mahaprabhu, he went to Shantipur. There he saw that I've heard how Bhagavan is worshipped during Janmashtami, this Annakoot Mahotsav, so many different festivals. But I've never seen how Guru is worshipped in such a way. Mahaprabhu was so astonished, seeing how much Nishtha Advaita Acharya had towards Madhavendra Puri. Thousands and lakhs of people were coming. Katha Kirtan was going on. There he saw the storehouse was full of sweets, fruits, clothes, flowers. And Advaita Bhavan was very huge. Even now after 500 years, if you go to Shantipur, you can see this Advaita Bhavan extends to so many kilometers. And you see all the devotees would come in groups. They do Sankirtan. And they would sit down in one place. He had so many sevaks there to serve him. Why? Because tomorrow is Madhavendra Puri's Tirubhavatithi. And all these festivals are taking place. You see how much faith they have towards Sri Guru. So Mahaprabhu, when he saw this, he said that you have not just conquered the world, you have even conquered Sri Bhagavan. You have so much nishtha towards your Guru, so much faith. So Mahaprabhu is himself Bhagavan, but he is seeing, seeing the tendency of every person. So he is seeing how all the Vaishnavas are respected so nicely. Now that if someone comes here, you invite someone, then you will not even go. In Khetri Gram, you see Nartham Thakur, when he started this festival, Jano Mata, Srinivasacharya, Shyamalan Prabhu, they all came from Braj Mandal, Kshetra Mandal, Gaud Mandal. And when Kirtan started, and Mahaprabhu appeared with Panchatattva. And there the Sagas of Braj, Radha Krishna themselves, all of Braj appeared. And everyone was so surprised. So wherever the devotees are worshipped, then Bhagavan is bound to appear in such a place. He is very happy to appear in such a place. Now my dear devotees are being worshipped so nicely. But you should remember that you should not have yourself worshipped during such time. That I am pujari, I do puja, I do seva, and I should be worshipped. May the world perform my arati. This is called in Punjabi, whatever is there is meant for Sri Guru. I am not the master. We cannot have myself worship. This Khalsa, this ashram belongs to Guru. May Guru be victorious. This Padadikar, this Puja, all of this is for, then it will be only an imitation. So will one ever experience Bhagavad Kripa this way? Therefore, it's a matter of, it's a very fortunate day when Bhaktivinoda Thakur on his Tiruvathithi, Prabhupada Sri Thakur, they worshipped the entire world. Not just our Guru Parampara, even on Ramanacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Nimbaditya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya. See, just as Bhagavan's Janmatithi is very powerful, even Vaishnava's Janmatithi is equally powerful. Vrindavan Das Thakur is written in Chaitanya Bhagavan. So just as Bhagavan's Janmatithi purifies the entire world, similarly the Avirbhava Tiruvathithi of the Vaishnava is even more glorious, more auspicious. So we are very fortunate that we are sitting here and speaking on the qualities of Sri Guru, listening to his glories, leelas, and we have this opportunity to do Shravan Kirtan, or else we worship Sri Guru. Then oh, my Guru is not being worshipped. But Mad Guru is Jagat Guru. If you do Kirtan of one Guru, all of the Gurus are glorified. No. This is like narrow-mindedness. This is not proper intelligence. By doing Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan of Parigarsa Bhagavan is a matter of good and great fortune. By this, then their mercy will be showered upon everyone. With this Guru, Param Guru, all the Santas, there will be natural mamata for them. There will be Shraddha. Because when you're doing Shravan Kirtan, and if you're doing this Shraddha towards Sri Guru, this way then, we'll also become very qualified. Therefore, any Bhagavad Bhakta Priyajan, his glories, we should do Shravan Kirtan of his glories. Like in the Bhagavad, you see Sukadeva Goswami, from the very beginning until the end, he has glorified the devotees. Saying, just see how Bhagavan, such a beautiful sambandha is there between Bhagavan and his Bhaktas. See, the Bhaktas had to face so many difficulties, still they never accepted defeat. Did Prahlad, Dhruva, Chitraketu, who became Vritrasura, did they ever accept defeat? No. They never fell away from this path of bhajan, bhakti. If you want Siddhi, then
you'll
be happy worshipping Bhagwan. You should worship the Bhakta. There is no doubt. Undoubtedly, it'll be happy. So until now, for some time, we've been listening about Rupanugacharya, his Leela Kathas. Today we'll do Shravan Kirtan of Gurudev. So when Maharaj came to Param Gurudev in Navdeep Dham, took shelter of his Lord's feet, then Param Guruji used to say, if you try following the limbs of bhakti, don't care if others are following or not. You follow. This is not dharma, to see what others are doing. I should follow my own self. Should remember. So should come for Mangalarti. You should do kirtan. You should pray. And then speak Harikatha and do kirtan. And say, you should speak Harikatha. I'm giving you this adhikar. Guru said, I can read Bengali, but I cannot speak Bengali. No, when you start speaking yourself, you'll learn Bengali also. Anyhow, you speak in Bengali. Even if no one comes, you speak. So when you start speaking, Adi, half Bengali, half Hindi, like in broken language, that time. All the disciples of Prabhupada and Param Guru's disciples, they would all come and start listening. So in the morning, when we Mangalarti, and there be Kirtan and Katha, and Maharaj would sit down for Harikatha. There'll be two or three devotees in Natya Mandir to ring the bell. But Param Gurudev, he said, you have to follow, you have to speak Harikatha. So Gurudev would sit. So when he would speak from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So when he started reading from there, then many people start coming to listen. One day, Gurudev, he said, that I've seen Prabhupada. And I have met Prabhupada, and what Prabhupada has said, I will only speak on what he has said. Since they went and complained to Param Gurudev, Prabhupada's disciples, then Gaur Narayan has only come yesterday, and he's saying he met Prabhupada, and he's speaking on the glories of Prabhupada. Then he's saying, I've seen Prabhupada. He's come from yesterday, and now he's saying, I've seen Prabhupada. Param Gurudev called. Or the governor, did you say this? So why should I not say this? Yes, I said this. But they are saying that you haven't seen Prabhupada. How you have seen him? And Gurudev said, they have seen by their eyes. But I have seen by my ears. I have heard from you. When you speak on Prabhupada's glories, I have heard. And therefore I am always near Prabhupada's Lord's feet. I follow his instructions. And they say, I follow the instructions of his dear disciples also. But they have seen Prabhupada by their eyes, but how much have they accepted Prabhupada's vichar? So how have they possibly seen Prabhupada? Darshan means what? First you do darshan and then you take shelter. And then you accept their vichar, their moods. Then you practice them in your own lives. So if you haven't done anything, then it means you haven't even seen him, you're not with him, you're with Maya. So Sri Gurudev, he spoke this way. So Param Gurudev told his good brothers, just, you know, give answer. So then they said, why do you speak this way? So Nari Savigar Prabhu, he was the most senior of Prabhupada's sevaks. He do seva 24 hours a day. No one would know when he would rise, when he would wake, when he would rest, nothing. He'd go to the fields, he'd water the plants, the crops, and then he'd harvest them. Then he'd go return home in the evening. And they say he would mix with everyone. And he starts speaking on this, all these instructions of Harikatha. So then in the night, there was this covered community. At that time, there was no wall around the temple. So what would they do? They would leave their cows, and the cows would come and feed on all the grass, sak, sabji, everything. So at that time, they'd stay awake the whole night and sometimes stop these cows. And they would also have some stick to chase the cows or buffaloes away. So they say they beat one buffalo or a cow, and the cow buffalo started like running away, and then the coward community came, and they beat him, saying, if you're Prabhupada's disciple, and you see, they beat a Vaishnava. Saying, why should we not? We should support him. You see, one person is beating another person, is clapping his hands, and we are clapping our hands and laughing. No, he's accepted shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. Is this Guru Nishtha? Is this the Nishtha towards Vaishnavas that you don't do anything? So then he hung his head and he left. And then again they came with another stick. And again they beat him. He was an old Vaishnava, Nari Sevai Guru Prabhu. Very aged Seva. So this time Gurudev, he could not tolerate. He was also a police officer before. He was very young. So then, though they was very young, then he took one stick and he started beating everyone. And they say, then so many people came to the temple saying, where is this person, the Hindustani? Where is this blue-eyed young man? And Param Gurudev hid him somewhere, saying, you go hide in the room and I'll come. So then they called the police. And Param Gurudev said that all these people, they're all drunkards. And they beat, is it possible for one person to beat all of them? Police said, all right, at least let us see who he is. So when he came, so when Param Gurudev got Gurudev out, then all the police officers started speaking with each other. They said, oh, This person was in a very high police post. And who are we? We are only like constables. And he was a great officer. And when they realized who this officer was, then they didn't say anything. And what did they do? They again beat those other people. And then they said, if you ever again attack the temple or the devotees of the temple, then we see what we'll do. We'll put all of you in prison. So since then, Devananda Gaudiya Math all is protected. So if anyone does anything to Guru Vaishnavas, and if we don't say anything, we tolerate, then what dharma is this? Then what kind of rule is this? Where is dharma mata? So say, Maharaj, that day, so much strength, he beat all of them. Even one could not escape. So after some days, Gurudev saw some brahmacharis are fighting with each other. So Gurudev, then he thought, your mind has been defeated because you disobeyed Guru Vaishnavas. So you left your bhajan and you're fighting with each other. So they went to complain to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev said, I haven't opened a courthouse. Go to the police station. This is a temple. If you've come to bhajan, then I can help you. If you don't want to do bhajan, then leave and go. I've not come. This is not a place where you fight. This is not a battlefield. This is a bhajan stali. You become servants of Kam Krodh and Maya Devi is beating you so much. Only if you listen to the words of Sadhu, this witch of Maya will go away. You're all the servants of Kam Krodh, those. So then you're fighting for all these things. But if a sadhu is doing bhajan, there you don't have mamata for the sadhu. You're fighting for your own selfishness. And Nari Sevai Guru Prabhu, Prabhupada himself used to say, he's the mother of the Gaudiya Math. He was so soft. And after Prabhupada's disappearance, he came with Paramgurudev to Devananda Gaudiya Math. He didn't do anything except service day and night, except bhakti bhajan. So if anyone does something to him, and all of you are just seeing and not saying anything, then will that curse not come upon you as well? So then all of you also fight, Paramgurudev said. Because all of you were silent when they were beating Narisa Vagrabhu, therefore both of you are fighting with each other. Paramgurudev warned them. The Sadhu Santas, you see, without Guru Seva, your mantra will never bear Siddhi. You may do as much bhajan as you want, but if you don't do Guru Seva, then what is big of pleasing Bhagavan, you will also never advance in your bhajan. Therefore, Guru Seva is very important. Brahmacharis, when they're staying in the temple, all day they're thinking, how much have I served Sri Guru? And how much have I wasted my time? How much have I taken? And how much have I given? If I see Krishna and Baldev, they themselves went to the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, and even Sudama was present with them. Sudama, Dao, they would all go Bhiksha every day. And whatever they collected, they would get to Guru Mata. They would also collect this different piece of wood. They would all worship their Guru in a very nice way. So Paramgurudev said, no, don't sit in the temple. Go to Bhiksha and do Prachar. So then they sent Gurudev with one Babaji Maharaj. So then Paramgurudev sent him there from Navadvip to Vardhaman, a village near Vardhaman, to do Bhiksha. And when he went there, the people there, they saw, oh, who are these very strong sadhus? And in the Babaji was very well built, he was Prabhupada's disciple. Gurudev had, who was this blue-eyed sadhu? So then the villagers thought, surely during the day they're actually dacoits. During the day they're seeing where to steal, where to plunder. At night they will come and they will steal everything away. So then immediately they went to the police station. They said, both of you please sit down here. This is our club. And they say, we'll listen to your Harikatha, we'll give you Bhiksha. And then they informed the police, saying, well, the dacoits have come. And saying they said they see during the day and they steal during the night. So then they caught these two sadhus and put them in jail. And then they say, Babaji, he said, oh, where have we come today? Today Mahakal has come. They beat us so much. No, they will beat us so much and put us in prison. Why did we come to these Adivasis? Why should we come and preach here? You see, this blanket, Babaji tried taking the blanket away from the river. And the blanket itself caught the Babaji, means the bear. So say this Babaji, he told Gurudev, oh God, man, now what? We are finished. See, just by seeing you, people are becoming so agitated because they're seeing that you have such blue eyes. How can he possibly be a dacoit? So Gurudev, he said, oh, Bhagavan is Satya, Guru is Satya, a Seva is Satya. So, therefore, you don't have anything to fear. In this way, there was a big line of policemans to catch the dacoits, so called. So then they opened the door. There was a big crowd there which had gathered. Oh, the dacoits have been captured. And he had very blue eyes, very fair complexion, very tall. So he said, no, we'll do whatever we feel like, whatever we wish. At that time, the officers, they came to meet. That time they started speaking in English with Maharaj. Then they asked, where are you from? Then when they heard who Maharaj was, then they said that, oh, you know who he is? He's the governor of the country. And who are you? How can you even complain, trying to allege that he did all these things? So now all the villagers, all the zamindars, they all changed. So they start praying to Prabhupada. That you have come to our village. So please do some Hari Kirtan and speak some Harikatha. Babaji was so happy. He started dancing in ecstasy. Oh, today we got caught, but just see now. And there was Kirtan in the morning, Harikatha. And all the villagers, they had collected so much, so many things. And then for Mahaprabhu's Gaur Purnima, they collected everything and they gave it away. But how would this prachar gone? It would take him less than a couple of minutes. All the villagers would listen. And they say their faith increased so much. And they heard this katha. They became so happy. They invited everyone. That all of you, that on Gaur Chayanti, this parikrama will come from Navdeep Dham, so all of you should come. And this way they were also invited. This is Navdeep Dham parikrama. So there, Param Gurudev, we saw so many bhaktas that come. He said, there's no place to sleep anywhere. They were sleeping everywhere. In the fields, on the streets, everywhere. See, when Bhagavan wants that preaching be done, then you never know what kind of leelas he'll arrange. So one day Maharaj, he said, no need to go with Babaji Maharaj. Param Gurudev, he told Gurudev, now you go with Pujabhad Bhakti Kushal Narsingha Maharaj. He's a wonderful speaker. He was a professor. He was Prabhupada's disciple, so you go there with him. In this way. So then he went preaching with him 2-3 months outside. So after 3 months he returned. He offered pranams to Gurudev. So then whatever pranam he was collected, he gave to Param Gurudev. So then Param Gurudev, he said, oh God Narayan, how much collection? So he said, 300 rupees. And Param Gurudev said, 300 rupees. But Narasingha Maharaj has given me 250 rupees instead of 300. And Param Gurudev starts shouting, no Narasingha Maharaj, where are you? Where are you? So Narasingha Maharaj, he came. Narasingha Maharaj also was a very powerful personality. He's also the godbrother of Param Gurudev. So he said, oh, why are you shouting like this? What is the problem? And Param Gurudev said, why did you speak lies? You see, that 300 rupees was collected, but you gave me 250. Where is 50 rupees? So Narasingha Maharaj said, I go preaching, I need some for my expenses. You're doing Bhiksha in the name of Bhagavan and Shri Guru. And Narasingha Maharaj took that money. He said, okay, here. And he threw it away, saying, here's the money. And Param Gurudev took that money and touched it to his chest. And looked at Narasingha Maharaj and he said, see, this Vishayana cannot be digested by everyone. And they say, if you just eat this food that is obtained through Bhiksha and this Vishayana, they're so different. You see, a person, anyhow, he's working hard day and night and he's earning that money and he's cooking something and he's giving you. So do you have the power to digest what he's giving? So they say, Param Gurudev, he took that money, kept it in his pocket. And then he said, and gave it back to him. Here, take it now. So if you want to go preaching, you can ask me how much money you need. I'll give you. Everything is Prabhu's. Prabhu gives everything. Why should we cheat Prabhu? Why don't steal from... Now if we do something wrong, then who will suffer? Even my disciples, my followers, everyone will suffer. But if I am honest, truthful, then everyone will also become honest and truthful. So don't do such bad things. They say all the disciples, they are trembling. Just see how Guru is. His instructions, his siksha is also very strict like him. So Raghunath Das Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a prince, very young prince. At the time, his father tried looking for him so many places. But then he heard that your son is in Jagannath Puri. No, he will not come back home. So therefore, Haridas Raghunath Das Goswami's father, he sent him these two sevaks. And he said, you keep cooking for him the whole time. That he will not eat alone, he will invite all the devotees also. So they say both the sevaks came, bringing so much wealth. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was told that your father has sent so much for you, so much wealth. That here you also arranged a nice house. We'll all stay here and we'll always serve you. We'll make prasad, we'll offer bhoga, and we'll give you prasad. You can either eat yourself or you can also invite Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. You can do anything you feel like and we'll arrange everything. So then Das Goswami, he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami that my father has sent these two. What should I do? Should I send them back? Because then my father will be very unhappy. Then he may do something else. How can I send them back? And if I accept them, this is also not proper. I'm a sadhu, Babaji. How can I accept the food of the materialistic people? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, you tell them that they rather, instead of making, they can buy some Jagannath Mahaprasad. Invite all sadhu santas and invite Mahaprabhu also. Not every day, like every 2 or 3 days. Because sadhu cannot eat in only one place. Now he's eating bhiksha in one place and another place. Wherever he's invited, he'll go. So this way they start doing everything. 2 days they invite the Vaishnavas, give them Jagannath Mahaprasad. Every 2 or 3 days, they would also buy something from the bazaar. They would organize a very big festival. So 2 years passed. Sunday Mahaprabhu said, why doesn't Raghunath invite me anymore? What is the problem? Swarup Damodar Prabhu, he said, that Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that you come, you accept his invitation, but you're not happy with his invitation. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, Raghunath, he knows my heart. What he has done is very proper. If you eat the food offered by materialistic people, then your mind will become very disturbed, be troubled. If you accept the food of a Vishai, you cannot do bhajan then. And this, if you eat nicely and you become an elephant, then you become lazy and you become fat. Then if you just sit, then you cannot even get up from one place. So you'll only have to sit in one place. And this bhogvritti will keep increasing every day. This tendency to enjoy. So Mahaprabhu asked, what does Raghunath eat then? He said, oh, he goes there to this place where they give this Jagannath Mahaprasad for free. And when the temple is closed during the night, Das Goswami, he stays near the gate. And all these wealthy people who come there, they go to Ananda Bazaar, buy prasad, and they distribute to all the poor people. Because they get for cheap, because they buy so much in bulk. Or else, so therefore, they sell it for cheap amount, or else the prasad will spoil. So Raghunath Das Goswami stands near the stairs, and then he takes water they give them, and he goes to his house, he goes to his kutir, he honors the Mahaprasad, he does bhajan the whole day, whole night. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, I used to see him offering dandavat pranam from far. Mahaprabhu said, no, why is he not doing this also? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, oh, this is Veshavriti. Oh, this person will give me, that person will give me. This. So say, so many hours pass. So can bhajan smaran be take place. Therefore, this is Veshavriti. This is like the tendency of a prostitute. Like not. And where is he now? He said, oh, I'm Raghunath Das Goswami. Whatever they give, he anyhow he takes. Then Mahaprabhu said, I don't see him here, so where is he now? Then they said, oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says, even this is not good. That when no one buys any Mahaprasad, then this Mahaprasad is given to him. The Anand Bazaar people, they throw everything in the garbage bin. Then the cows eat from there. Or any animal eats it. And they say, what does Raghunath Das Goswami do? Anything food that is spoiled, he washes it in very nice with water. He adds some salt and he only eats that. Mahaprabhu became very sad. Raghunath's renunciation, Vairagya, is like lines etched on a stone. These lines will never go away. Saying just say, sincerely during the night, everything was going on. So Mahaprabhu immediately reached and he said, oh, you're eating such nice nectar and you don't give me. Then Mahaprabhu immediately grabbed one morsel of food from his hand and he started eating. And as he was about to eat more and more, the Sardana Goswami said, "Now you have eaten much. Now you should not eat any more." He didn't say. Sarup Damodar Goswami, he didn't ask Sarup Damodar Goswami saying, "Give me Mahaprabhu's prasad." Mahaprabhu himself he used to give. Das Goswami did not demand from Sarup Damodar Goswami that you give me Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad by force. No. Mahaprabhu himself he divided his Mahaprasad into four parts. One part was for Haridas Thakur, and one part was for Govinda Prabhu, and one part was for Raghunath Das Goswami, and the remaining one part, Mahaprabhu said, "I will accept that." So Mahaprabhu's rule was that every day this Mahaprasad should be had. Even if one spends little money still. Because it's in Jagannath Puri, there are millions of people who will give a donation to Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu, he said, not more than 4 kaudis, 4 pennies. Because Ramchandra Puri is always criticizing, saying, "Oh, he's eating sweets without anyone seeing him." Why? Because so many ants are entering inside his room. And when Ramchandra would feed anyone, he'd say, "Oh, eat this, eat this, eat this." He'd nicely feed someone. And after the person has eaten fully, then he'd say, "Oh, this is why you've become a sannyasi, sadhu. So that you can eat very nicely. You see, you're eating nicely, then you see how restless your senses will become. Very troubled. Why have you taken for this way?" Say, Ramchandra would criticize that person so much. First, he'll invite him, feed him very nice, and then he'll criticize him. He'd not even leave his own guru, he'd not even leave Mahaprabhu. Before Mahaprabhu, he will look at him and he said, "Oh, brother. No, anyhow." And even that 1/4 was divided into half. Everyone was very sad. So then Param Guruji, he said, "This is Vishayana. This is like Bhikshana. Without offering to Guru Bhagavan, if he eats this, then what will happen? Then you will not escape. You see, you cannot digest everything. Similarly, this Vishayana is also like that. See, you should. You say, "Oh, this is offered to Guru Bhagavan. This is not Bhagavan's Mahaprasad." No, this Mahaprasad will not even digest in your stomach. Then this way, no one would say anything. Everyone became very silent. So, what Param Gurudev do? Then he said, "No, you stay with me. Wherever I go preaching, you should also come with me." So, where he would go preaching, Pujavatri Kramaraj, that time was Radhanath Das Adhikari, Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari, and Gaur Narayan. And they say 20-25 devotees, sannyasis, brahmacharis go preaching. So the time there was one, there was this slideshow presentation. That time the slides would be shown during preaching in all the villages. Anyhow, they'd put some light on the slide, and they'd put a transparent cloth, and the picture would be transparent on that cloth. So he says, "So where does this light come from?" Before there used to be this light from this oil. They put some oil there and mirror would be placed. They say they would look at the mirror. And then they say this Chalachitra, Chayachitra would go on this presentation and all the villagers would come. "Oh, the sadhus have come. They will show us Badrinath, they will show us Kedarnath, Yamunotri, Gangotri, Vrindavan, Mathura, Navdeep Dham, Puri." The whole village would come there. And then Param Gurudev, he would put one Prahlad picture there and then he starts speaking on Prahlad Maharaj's life for 1 or 2 hours. And then they'd be doing Kirtan. They say again they'd put another picture there and speak Harikatha. And say this Mahaprasad would be given to everyone at the end. And what would be made? Khichdi. They'd be like 50 kilo rice and 1 kilo dal. And no oil also. Only like 1 drop of oil. And ghee was like very rare. Because the village, there'd be village and there'd be little masala, there'd be some green chilies and this way, they'd make khichdi and distribute to everyone. And kheer, if kheer would be made, then the villagers become even more happy. Oh, today's a great feast. That today there's kheer and khichdi. And how would kheer be made? 100 kilo rice. And then add some jaggery, some goon. And then boil it. And then they'd add 1 kilo milk in 100 kilo rice, 1 liter of milk. And they say kheer would be made. So they say there'd be a big line for this kheer. And then they say, this way kheer and khichdi would be distributed and there'd be so much preaching, harikatha, kirtan. So they say Gurudev would go from one village to another village, they'd go walking. And because there were no vehicles then, and they had to carry all the bhiksha on their heads. Not that. Now you see all our princes now. Now if they have to, they carry even 1 kilo, they'll think, oh, I need a bike now. Without my bike, how can I carry all this? I need a scooty, or else I need e-rickshaw now. Now then they'll ask a b-rickshaw, and they'll ask a car. And if there's sadhu, which car? He says, oh, I need a Mercedes-Benz now. I'm a sadhu, without a car, how am I sadhu? You see, if I walk on Mother Earth will become very unhappy, saying, oh, why is he walking on me? Therefore, my feet should not even touch the ground. Or I should either go on a palanquin, or I'll need a Mercedes-Benz. I need a very nice car. Not even 1 lakh rupees. This is like 80 lakh rupees, 1 crore rupees. But that time, they'd go from one village to another village. There was nothing then. Brahmachari said, go bhiksha. And they'd give half kilo rice, sometimes 1 kilo, the villagers. They'd give 1 fistful of rice. They'd give as much as they could. And they'd go house to house and do bhiksha. Why? Because on Gaur Purnima, Navadip Dham Parikrama would take place. So therefore, the Harikatha would be spoken in Kirtan. And where would they eat? Where would they sleep? I think there were no like big houses, palaces, no. Sometimes they'd go to some dharmashala. Sometimes they sleep in the balcony of any house. And sometimes they sleep in huts with thatched roof. And sometimes they sleep in the courtyard of someone's house. And even sometimes under the trees they do kirtan. This way preaching would take place. So one day, Trivikram Maharaj, Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj, everyone, they went. And Gurudev had this responsibility that he had to set the slide, everything, for Param Gurudev's Katha Kirtan. That time, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he would take dictations, he would write, Patrika would be published. This Trivikram Maharaj, he'd go on Bhiksha collection with other Brahmacharis. So that time, Gurudev, he saw that, oh, I've forgotten this slide box somewhere else in another village. He said, oh, you bring this slide box, but that person was careless and he didn't get. So then, at that time, every day, Param Gurudev's bedding would have to be tied into a bundle and be carried from one village to another village. So then he gave this box to another person, but he forgot to bring. So then Gurudev was thinking, oh, now Param Gurudev, Guru Maharaj is going to speak, but this slide show is not there. Now he's going, he'll chastise me. Because everyone was there sitting for Katha Kirtan. Because this Chalachitra means this, everyone is very anxious to see this slideshow. So then Maharaj, he said, oh brother, he told Trivikram Maharaj, I've forgotten that slide box somewhere else. Trivikram said, don't worry, I'll look after the situation. What will you do? I'll do, don't worry, you just be quiet now. Trivikram Maharaj, he went to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev was very grave. Then he said, oh Gurudev, today there's, you see, it's very cloudy. There's overcast now. There might be rainfall now. So no need to go outside now. So we'll just do some kirtan and finish the program. Distribute Mahaprasad. But you don't come outside. It may rain today. No need Katha Kirtan today. Because if there's going to be so much rain, then everything will be destroyed then. Because in Bengal, in Medinipur, Baligai, they're all on the banks of the ocean. And this cyclone that's called Kalbaishak. Those winds can even blow you away. Even villages, everything is destroyed by those winds. Very strong winds. So I say, Trivikram Maharaj said, oh, I can see these clouds in the sky. So you rest for some time. You write some articles for Sajjan Sevak and then he'll take the dictation. Tomorrow we'll arrange everything. Trivikram Maharaj said, oh, Governor, see, I made all arrangements now. Now Param Gurudev is working somewhere else. Now I'll go get this light box now. He had 30 kilometers he had to travel to another village to get this light box. Whole night, walk, and bring this light box back. just see how much mamata between God brothers. And you see, they even chastise each other. See, Trikamaji even spoke a lie to save his God brother. Then Paramgurudev saw, where is Radhanath? You know, Radhanath has forgotten that slideshow. Paramgurudev used to love Gurudev so much, he never chastised him any time. He wouldn't even say anything. So the time after some time, Guru Maharaj, all of them were so renounced. At the time they were very poor, they had nothing. So Paramgurudev, he had one seva called Anangamohan Brahmachari. He wouldn't address Paramgurudev as Guruji. He'd say, oh Baba. Baba means father. In Bengal, even the grandfather, father, they're all called Baba. So in this way, he would do kirtan, cooking. He was a very beautiful boy, very beautiful kirtaniya. In this way, he became very sick. Then he'd keep vomiting all the time. But he'd never leave Paramgurudev. He would vomit on his lap, but still he'd hold on to Paramgurudev. He has so much love. And he'd die immediately if Paramgurudev would leave him. So he has so much attachment for him. So anyhow, when he was unconscious, then Paramgurudev would make him sleep. Then again he'd wake up and say, where is Baba? So then treatment was done. Then so he had tuberculosis, TB. So at the time he said, you see, at the time, especially if one had TB, he could never be saved. There are these different forms of illnesses which can never be cured. Udari Rog, Badri Rog. Udari Rog means one, you see, he's always losing so much of his weight. So they say, Param Gurudev, he took Anangamohan with Gurudev to Madras in South India. There's a TB hospital there. So Param Gurudev stayed for 3-4 days. And then Gurudev, he said, oh, I'll look after this boy now. So he, please go now, I'll look after him. Then Param Gurudev returned to Bengal. And Gurudev, if one had to be TB, no one would touch that person. Because then he'll also become infected then, contaminated with TB. So everyone used to hate this boy. Like this time, you see COVID, see, even if a person would die, they would not touch his body. At the time, TB was even much more worse. Person would vomit blood out, there'd be fever. And bones would start decaying, worms would start feeding on it. So they say, Maharaj, you would look after this boy. This boy, he was never in consciousness. Doctors would give him medicine. And then suddenly in the evening, he opened his eyes. Say, where's Baba? Then, no, Baba is coming. No. So call him immediately. I want to see him. Or else I'm leaving now. So where are you going? I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm going to Baba. No, he's not even saying Navadip. He's saying Baba's gone to Vrindavan. I'm going there also. So now wait for some time. Then brought this picture. Put this picture on his chest. He said no. He said, Baba's calling me, I'm going there to Vrindavan. Then Gurudev said, also pray for me then if you're going there. Saying Guruji, and saying Radha Krishna's names, he left his body. And Gurudev said, oh Gurudev, you gave me this wealth, but I could not save this wealth. Calling out your name. Even all the members of the hospital came, the doctors, nurses, they all came there. But he left his body in front of everyone. Then after some time, when he returned, he said, just see how much nishtha he has. This Guru Sevak. You see, he could not even stay one moment away from his Guru Maharaj. See, Dasharath Maharaj, in separation from Ram, he could not even stay 1 minute. Shouting Haram, Haram, he left his body. So just see how much mamata he has towards the Guru. I've never seen anything like this. Then Paramgurudev held his, Gurudev held his feet and he said, may I also have such Guru Nishtha. So that time what happened? My Guru Maharaj, he was even more renounced. He became so thin. At once he had a hole in his heart. Gurudev Tara, I already lost one Sevak, and Sajjan Sevak has been with me since his childhood. What if he leaves me also? So again he went to Madras, Velur, for treatment. And the doctor said, you should take him to a very nice place where there's pure air, fresh air, and give him this medicine. So that time, near Chittaranjan, Anigan Chittaranjan, there's a mountainous region called Siddhavati. There one landlord, he had given 19 acres of land to Param Gurudev for an ashram. And the water there also is very nice, very sweet water. So there Purushottam Das Babaji Maharaj, Adhyaksha Das Babaji Maharaj, they were in charge of this temple. So Param Gurudev, he took Maharaj, Guruji, and all three of them, they went to Siddhavati. Because Vaidyanath Dham is also nearby. Jusiri, Devagar, Raniganj, Kalihari, Hazaribag. Param Gurudev had many disciples and followers in all these places. Sometime he'll stay in solitary place. In his health, he can recover then. So then Babaji, what would he do? He would go to Chittaranjan, just 30 kilometers away. He'd go on his cycle. He would go to the market, bring back the things. He would go once a week, and then he would bring for 6 days, 7 days. And Gurudev would wash everyone's cloth. He would cook. He would do everything. And one day, Babaji went and asked money from Param Gurudev. Saying, I need this money. Give me this money. And Param Gurudev said, why? He said, I have to go to the bazaar. He just went for 1 week. He said, everything's over. Then he said, oh, Maharaj, you like eating kapodis. And you think, you want to eat nice things and you think we don't need oil? They tease each other this way. Saying, you're eating nice pakodis, but we need oil to fry these pakodis. Say, okay, here's the money. He said, all right, by the time I return, it'll be evening. So there's nothing to even eat. And he said, all right, you starve, I'll go to the market. So Gurudev thought, how will I cook? There's nothing. There's no proper water also. What can I do? So that day. So Babaji Maharaj went to the market and Gurudev was thinking what to do. So there he went to the edge of a pond to bring some water. Maybe I can get some shark sabji. And then people would come from far to get some water. There was no well there, only this pond. So everyone would come to take water from here. Hey, Gurudev also went there to bring water. So then they asked. There would be many ladies who would come there. Because men wouldn't come there, ladies would come. And they'd carry 3-4 pots of water on their heads and their shoulders. So then they said, oh, Sadhu Baba, you're staying here since so many days. I'm seeing that you're very sad. Why? What is the reason? Gurudev didn't say anything. They said, oh, you don't have anything to eat or drink. You don't have anything to cook. Then one of the ladies said, oh, all right, I'll go to my house and send something for you. Then Gurudev said, I didn't say anything. And after some time, then they saw the many Adivasis there, tribal people. So then they arranged for some saag, shabji, rice, dal, so whatever things they needed. And then the fruits and roots of that region. So Gurudev cooked. He said, my Guru Maharaj was present, Param Gurudev. Everyone referred prasad by Gurudev. And Param Gurudev said, where did Gaur Narayan, where did you bring all these things? Did Babaji Maharaj return already? Because cycling 80 kilometers is not something easy. So how did you cook all these things then? Did you chant any mantra? And Gurudev said, oh Guru Maharaj, I don't know anything, I didn't say anything. I went to bring water and some ladies came. I didn't even say anything. But the lady sent me some of these things. And they told me, don't worry, whenever you need something, you just tell us. We'll arrange everything for you. Sen Param Gurudev, he said, one day, when we came to Calcutta and we were staying in Calcutta during Ekadashi, one of my god brothers, Narayan Mukherjee, came to meet me. He told me, didn't have anything since morning. Then he said, all right, today in Jalavrata. No fruits also. So my god brother came and Param Gurudev said, what can I do? I have nothing. And this is my god brother. So meanwhile, Param Gurudev was chanting his Harinam and he was thinking. He was at the time very grave. And meanwhile, one bird came from top, bought a small bundle of coins and dropped this bundle of coins in front of Param Gurudev and flew away. And Seva Sajjan, see what is here. Then he saw there were 6.5 anas there. Like 30 paisa. Then Param Gurudev says, Sajjan, go immediately to the market. It's more than enough. Go bring aloo, sabji and all these other things we need for Ekadashi. My god brothers come. So then he said, oh, you're going to Nirjala. Then Param Gurudev said, what can I do when I have nothing? Therefore I want to do Nirjala. But no, everything has come from Prabhu's mercy. So he takes some of his remnants. So everything was done. And meanwhile, there was one Bhakti Sarvasagiri Maharaj who was preaching in Burma, Rangoon. So he sent a money order of 100 rupees. And Param Gurudev said, just see my god brother. See a bird, anyhow, drop this bundle of coins. Chayana. Just see Krishna, how he carries what we need. This is what we have. And just see this 100 rupees came from Giri Maharaj, from Burma. And that time, 100 rupees was like so much. More than even 1 lakh rupees. So Param Gurudev said, just see. Bhagavan is always looking out for his devotees. They say, the Dehatis, the Adivasis, they don't even know anything properly. Because this Bihari language is not even Hindi. What they're saying, very difficult to understand. Their dialect is very difficult to understand. And they don't haven't even read properly, studied. So then Param Gurudev told Gurudev, how did you understand? Just see Bhagavan's Leela. How do they know that we are here? They're so faithful. And Babaji Maharaj, he would bring from this market. So no one would go on Bhiksha. So Param Gurudev told Gurudev, don't ever. Bhagavan, if he sees that you're anxious, then he will also become anxious. Because the devotees are very thinking about something, then Bhagavan, he'll also become anxious. Because thinking, oh, we have nothing, no medicine. Gurudev was saying, what can I do? Vaman Maharaj is so sick, I have to cook something. Then Param Gurudev said, oh, why didn't you do anything before? Then Gurudev said, what can I do? The whole day I'm engaged, cooking, cleaning, washing cloth, I'm all alone. If you tell the Sevak, no way, Sevak, you cook once more. You see, the Sevak, he said, I've already cooked once, why should I cook once more? If you tell the Pujari, oh, you offer Boga again, he said, I've already offered Boga once, why should I offer one more time? And now I won't do anymore. But you see how the Sevaks were then before. So selfless they were. So then every day they bring milk, they bring fruits, they bring saag sabji, they bring rice. And they say, Babaji's never had to go on Bhiksha. We've seen Mathura when we were staying there. Maharaj never go out anywhere. Whatever output we got from Bhiksha, that was Maharaj's enough. Once a day. Because they wouldn't say anything. And slowly we saw. So and then Maharaj, he said, is Guru Seva and Bhagavad Seva non different? Wherever you think you have to worship Sadguru, everything becomes perfect. But if you leave Guru Seva and then if you want to enjoy your own self, then you see what will happen. So many things will happen. Now we'll listen tomorrow. Hey, 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 boo.